Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezus Hashem, a new series. This is for the Thursday night Chizik on Rabbi Weichbrod's Hilchos Shabbos groups. That till this point we were saying Divrei Torah and lessons derived from the Parsha. And we're going to start now a brand new series every Thursday night. This time around will be a maximum of 10 minutes, not more than that. And if it goes over 10 minutes, be ma'ir me, and I'll shorten it. And this is about life-transforming advice for oneself and for Klal Yisrael. I'm going to base this on the book Gateway to Happiness by Rabbi Zelig Pliskin. That book is one of his earlier books that is mamish, like a gold mine, a classic, a Shulchan Aruch on Midos and on Simcha. And because it's so fundamental to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Simcha, and a lot of us suffer from downness, from anxiety, from other things that hold us back, that affects Shalom Bayis, it affects even our observance of general mitzvahs, even what we learn here about Hilchos Shabbos and the beautiful shiurim that Rabbi Weichbrod gives. If you have a Simcha of Shabbos and appreciating that, it creates a Hakaras HaToiv, and it also opens the mind to know these halachas very, very well. And he brings down that Rabbeinu Yonah says that we're chayiv to make an effort to offer sound and appropriate advice for others, and is one of the ikar aspects of performing chesed. The Shari Tshuva, Chela Gimel, Ois Nun Dalid says this. And Rabbi Zelig Pliskin's goal was to offer this practical advice, and I'm sharing it with you. You don't have to be a Rav. You don't have to be a teacher or counselor or therapist. Or it's anyone that wants to help another Jew. You could take these ideas that are going to be brought over here, and we're going to elaborate and go through it. Sometimes we're going to translate word for word. Sometimes we're going to go through aspects regarding what is said here, and this is a very important concept. A lot of us sometimes feel sad or angry or worried, and we have the ability to minimize the frequency and intensity of those negative emotion states that will help us to be happy in a healthy way. He says that the purpose of this book is to serve as a practical guide to enable a person to lessen emotional suffering and increase happiness. He said, basically, this is not a simple book to just read. It's a workbook for serious readers who want to increase their level of happiness and to grow. It's not just about happiness. It's really about all subjects of life matters that we want to talk about. Just listen to the chapters of this book. I'm going to read you the headings right now to give you an idea of what this is about. And again, we'll be marchiv on it, not just from this book, but from other sources as well. But this will be the base. Here are the names of the chapters. Happiness is an obligation. Appreciating what you have. Happiness is dependent on your thoughts. Peace of mind. The joy of mitzvahs. Realizing one's self-worth. Friendship. Living in the present, worry, sadness, anger, guilt, suffering, preventing problems, approval seeking, insults, envy, desires, grief, discouragement. These are the headings of the chapter. You can see from here how he goes through the whole gamut to explain the healthy aspects of this. Part of this is also cognitive-based therapy, Torah. Cognitive-based therapy, which he's going to explain how by shifting your thoughts in a healthy way, you shift that way your whole mode of expression, and you become much more emotionally healthy, and so on and so forth. So we're going to go over this book. We're going to start today the first shiur, which is talking about from chapter one, happiness is an obligation. It's a mitzvah. The Torah says that You should be rejoicing in all the good that Hashem has given you. That's a mitzvah to feel joy. And by the way, just to bring out this point, that people ask, what do you mean? How could you have, like, v'ahavta? How do you have a mitzvah of love if it's an emotion, or be happy if it's an emotion? We're going to go into that at some point, but the idea being is it's not the emotion per se that's the mitzvah. It's your work towards wanting to feel this way and thinking the healthy thoughts to feel this way that you're mekayim the mitzvah and Hashem opens your heart ultimately and you'll feel that love, or in this case, you will feel the happiness. And the reason why we need a special mitzvah to be happy is because the teva of a person is that he always wants more than what he presently has. Mi sheyesh lo emuna, reitza masayim. Someone wants, has 100, he wants 200. So we're always mixed. When we have joy, it's mixed with the sadness also. We're missing something. So the Torah tells you, no, be sameach b'chalkecha. Be happy with your life. Rejoice in what you have. Strive to feel a joy that is complete. Because lack of joy is destructive, both physically and spiritually. The Rambam also brings down in Hilchos Deos, Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet, Perek Beis Halacha Zayin, not to be overly frivolous or sad, not to be constantly in any extreme, but to be in a happy mood with a pleasant facial expression. It's a mitzvah to be b'simcha. And Rav Chaim Vital in Shara Kedusha, Perek Aleph Ois Beis, says that feeling happy with what you have is one of the four basic midos that you have to acquire. The other three that he mentions is humility, appropriate silence, and control of desires. And that is a very, very important yesod. People, Rabbi Yochanan Lubavitch says this, that people have become so used to being unhappy, they're unaware that they are causing themselves needless misery. They imprison themselves by filling their minds with thoughts of resentment, of hatred, of envy, of desires. And it's amazing how they tolerate such a living. The only reason they tolerate it is because they become so used to living with such thoughts that they feel that it's normal in the normal picture of life, and they mistakenly think it's impossible for life to be any different. But the reality is you have the ability to think differently, to make yourself happier than you are presently feeling. And that is the idea. Hashem wanted, is a toiv, is good. He wants to be meitiv. He wants a man to have a good life. And the Torah is Torah Chaim. It's a Torah of simcha, a Torah of joy. It fulfills your potential. Hashem wants you to enjoy life. Hashem does not want you to suffer for no reason. He wants you to enjoy it. And he gives us a straight path that will lead us to this. And you'll gain simcha, and you'll have clarity to follow the Torah's ways. People think that when you must, in order to keep Torah, reject the world, that's a misconception. Not meant to suffer or deprive oneself, but rather the Torah is Eitz Chaim Hi L'machzikim Ba, and the Rachel D'Archei Noyam. Her ways are pleasantness. The Torah's path is a path of simcha. Toiv Lev Mishta Tamit. So here is, we're going to start off this year, but Be'ezus Hashem, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu help that we should be able to be mamshich, and through listening 10 minutes a week maximum of this shir, Thursday nights on Rabbi Aaron Weichbrod's Hilchos Shabbos groups, that'll enhance your personality, it'll enhance your Etzem Shabbos, and create healing in your life. So these are tremendous, tremendous etzes that you could take for yourselves and also share. Bracha and Hatzlacha.